الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about taqwa for the last many days and how and why we fall into sin, reasons why we fall into sin, and what exactly is taqwa, which is to, yesterday, as I mentioned, it's to stay on the path. It's not to reach any destination as such, but it's to stay on the path. So how to do that? How can we develop this taqwa? How can we prevent ourselves from falling into sin? We have mentioned the two reasons. One is to fulfill our own desires for our own nafs, and the second one is to please our friends, to be a member of the peer group, to do what everybody else wants, to be included by them. And all these friendships come with entry conditions, and so we fall into sin. So how to stay on track? There is no advice that is better than the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said in the famous hadith, which we all know this hadith, where he said, the most intelligent person among you is the one who remembers his death most often. And in another hadith, he said that when I make salam, at the end of salah, to my right shoulder, I am not certain that I will be able to complete this salam to the left shoulder. In another hadith, he said that if I take a morsel of food and put it in my mouth, I cannot be sure that I will swallow it. That death might come so suddenly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this mazmoon, this topic, many times in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that when the time for death comes, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةٌ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, that time can neither be delayed nor can it be advanced. When the time comes, it comes. It cannot come before and it cannot be delayed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said that even if you are, Allah used the term burujum mushayyada. Allah said, even if you are locked up in high fortresses, in secure places, death will find you. There is no way that you are going to escape this death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Malakul Maut has been set upon you, and that you will be, your souls will be extracted, and you will be brought before your Rabb. So we have the dalail from the Quran, we have the dalail from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we also have the dalil of our own experience, where we have buried our elders, we have buried our youngsters, we have buried our friends. We have gone to so many funerals. Alhamdulillah, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to reward have also participated in the ghusl of the janazah. We have given the janazah, ghusl of the janazah, to our brothers and sisters. We have taken them and prayed salatul janazah on them or for them, and then we have buried them. We have descended into the qubur. We have put them in the qabr with our own hands. Now, what bigger reminder can we have other than this? And then we have also the reminders of our own bodies, where there was a time when we woke up in the morning, it was instantaneous. We just opened our eyes and we could have jumped straight from the bed, 10 feet without blinking. It was like magic. We could just jump. Today, it takes some time even to stand up from the bed because of back pains and what this happened, that. Alhamdulillah, bismillah ta'ala, we don't complain. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anything that comes from Him, including pain, is a blessing, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to remember him, to make sabar, to make shukr, and to make dua for relief from this pain. All of this, and then this is a reminder that time is coming. So all of these things are, alhamdulillah, blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu. So I'm not complaining, but I'm saying that these are reminders. These are reminders to us to say that we have to go. The time to go has come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there was a man who made friends with Malakul Maut, and he said to him that, I have only one request. And that request is, don't come suddenly. Give me warnings so I can make tawbah and I can do things. And Malakul Maut promised him. He said, sure, I will do that. And then one day Malakul Maut came. So the man said, what kind of thing? You told me you will give me warnings and all that, but you never gave me any warning and you just came. You went back on your promise. So Malakul Maut said to him, no, I gave you a lot of warnings. I gave you plenty of warnings. He said, the warnings was what your body was doing. When you were getting older, and you got this pain, and that pain, and that pain, and when your beard got white, and your hair got white, and this, and this. So he said, so many warnings. Not one, many warnings all through life, that the time is coming. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to heed these warnings. Rasulullah also said that you will be resurrected in the state in which you die. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take our souls in a state of iman and yaqeen, reciting his kalima with our tongues, with the yaqeen and the love for his meeting in our hearts, in a state of sujood during salah, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, and we ask Allah with all humility, and because only he can give this. This is the ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah for this kind of death for all of us. We ask Allah to be included among the shuhada. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a death, which is a death of being a shaheed fi sabilillah. But the key thing is that dua has to be accompanied by dawa. Dua must be accompanied with effort. Just making a dua makes no sense. Allah does not give just by asking. We have to do something. And what is that something? That something is to get out of this life of ghaflat, a life of complete disobedience, as if there is no death, as if there is no meeting with Allah. And to live a life of obedience, of consciousness that yes, I have to meet Allah. I would like to meet Allah. I would love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, I must get my life in a state where at least I will not be ashamed, I will not be humiliated when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu. We ask Allah to save us from that humiliation, but we also need to make some effort. And therefore, we have to remember that we will be resurrected, we will be renewed and reborn in the state, actual state, in which we died. Rasulullah said, the one who dies during Hajj will be resurrected in a state of ihram, and he will be reciting the talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. He will be reciting the talbiyah when he wakes up. He said the shaheed who dies in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fighting for Allah will be resurrected in that state, and his wound will be bleeding, and the smell of musk, a perfume of musk will come from this blood. It will not be bleeding out of pain, but it is as a sign of what the shaheed did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalala. So we will be resurrected in the state in which we die. Now imagine, may Allah protect us from this calamity. Imagine if you die in a state of disobedience to Allah. Recently, I heard of two deaths. One, may Allah protect us from this, one of a young person who died dancing on the dance floor. Muslims. Dancing in a party on the dance floor. Dropped dead. A young person under the age of 30. Dropped dead. Massive heart attack right there. And I heard of another person, older person, who died playing cards. Gambling. In the state of playing cards. Again, cardiac arrest. Right there. Allah, may Allah protect us from such endings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive those who died, despite of the state that they died in. May Allah protect them, and may Allah cover them and save them from disgrace on the day of judgment. But I am only narrating to you what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us. I didn't make this up. You go look it up in the hadith. So the point is that we will die in the state in which we are resurrected. Now, how to ensure that we die in a state of obedience? By living in a state of obedience. There is no other way. If there was a way, believe me, I would have done it before you. If there was a way of living in disobedience and then dying in a state of obedience, there are a lot of people who would have to do that. But the only way to die in a state of obedience is to live in a state of obedience, because death will come unannounced. Death will come when we least expect it. Nobody expects to die. Everyone thinks they will live forever. Illa mashallah. Except those who want to meet Allah. يَرْجُوا اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Those who love to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have yaqeen on the day of judgment, who love to see the day of judgment, inshallah, and who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. And that ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا is the way this will happen, which is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly. And as we have said many times before, zikr is not merely repeating names and ayat. Zikr is to actually consciously feel that, and to consciously feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, and to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu is watching us, and that He is aware of all that we do. I recall the beautiful share of Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, such a small, very simple share but so beautiful, where he said, jo karte ho tum chupa ke ahle jahan se, jo karte ho tum chupa ke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tumhe aasma se, koi dekhta hai tumhe aasma se. Whatever you do, hiding it from the people of the world, there is somebody who sees you from the heavens. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live with that consciousness always, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, and therefore take comfort from that, number one. And second one is enable that knowledge to protect us from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is watching. We cannot do something which is disobedient of Him when we know that He is watching. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.